Make it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
Yes, this is Michael Anthony Johnson, and you have joined us here on the NIACOM platform. We got some great things in store for you. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We have a special guest we want to introduce to you tonight. God is doing some great things in the ministry, and we praise God for the opportunity to introduce them to you. I'm going to, no further ado, I'm just going to introduce you real quick, and we're going to get started. And buckle up your seatbelts. We have a powerful, powerful ministry here. And I'm introducing tonight Jerry Wallace and Elevated Praise, who are dedicated to using every ministry gift that God has given them to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether it's through singing, writing, or whatever the case may be, the good news shall go forth. Everyone has a special gift or talent that God has given them, and their ministry gift is music. And they want to share this the importance of this music and understanding the music ministry's role in promoting the gospel. So I want to ask you to welcome to the NIACOM platform, Jeremy Wallace. Good evening, Jeremy. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Michael. How are you today?
I am blessed. I am blessed, my brother. Thank you for being on our broadcast tonight, and thank you for sharing your ministry and also what God is doing. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the ministry. I know there's some great things about to go forth next week, but let us know what's been happening with the ministry as you guys as God has opened doors for you and many platforms for you guys to begin to minister and go forth on.
Amen. Let's start from the beginning. We are a young group. We started in 2008. And in 5 years, the Lord has blessed us to become, have our own record label, releasing our own music. And God has just really blessed us in 5 years' time to release our first album, Press Through. It was released in February of last year. So we're coming up on a year anniversary for that. And it's really been received fairly well. We've opened up for various gospel artists, and we've done a lot of things, a lot of traveling outside of our city and a lot of mission work in our city as well. So we're just really grateful to God for just really blessing us here in our region and abroad.
Amen. Tell us what's been going on. We've got a lot of people that listen in that are new to the ministry, and that, you know, sometimes they think they're going to get right where you are within about a couple of weeks, you know, accepting their call or accepting what God has put upon their lives. I know there's a lot of hurdles that sometimes you got to go through, patience, and let God build you, every team member, to a place where they're ready. Could you share some different things that might be able to help someone listening in that might be going through that struggle?
Oh, yeah. It's not a fly-by-night situation at all. I've been in music ministry pretty much all my life. I'm the minister of music at my parents' church. My parents are pastors, and I've been the minister of music up there since I was young. I started playing when I was about 5 and started teaching maybe around 10, 11, writing songs, that kind of thing. So I've been in the game for a minute. And you have to be very prayerful, and you got to have patience. You have to have patience. The Bible tells us that patience is a virtue. And we must all desire patience, because if you wait, you know, if you diligently seek Him, He'll reward you. So, you know, and diligent, sometimes, you know, you come across a lot of turbulence, a lot of disappointment, a lot of closed doors. But of course, and God, in His season, in His time, and He'll open up doors for you that no man can close. We've come across a lot of doubters, didn't believe that we could do what we're doing on the scale that we're doing it on, because we didn't have major backing and that kind of thing. But if God is for you, who can be against you, you know?
That's it.
The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and we strive to please God in what we do. So God is really opened doors for us and allowed us to come in contact with some really good people that have helped us get our ministry to where we are today.
Amen. You know, the scripture tells us that patience have her perfect work, then you will be perfect and entire in need of nothing. And that's a scripture I love, you know, to share with what you, you know, to compliment what you're saying. It's a beautiful thing for us to go through something or go through several things, whether it takes years. And some it does, doesn't it, Jim? It takes some years to pour things into you to face some of the demons and devils on the levels out there that you're going to face when you're on the front lines. And so that you don't want to go out there early. You don't want to go out there without your armor. You don't want to go out there knowing how to pray through and how to believe God in, when you face insurmountable things. And so, you know, thank you for bringing that up. That's a beautiful point. You've got to wait on God. You've got to be patient because he knows what it takes to go forth, and especially – when you're facing a generation like today, I was listening to one of the songs that's out there, Jeremy, and it's a cry for help, but it's also a sign of the time that we're living in. When I looked it up, it was by Eminem and Rihanna. They were talking about, I may get some of the wording wrong, I'm friends with the monster up under my bed, made friends with the voices inside of my head. You might don't try to save me. Don't try to save me. Don't hold your breath and all that type of thing. But that's some of the wording that's out there, some of the music that is out there. And that's a secular world that we've got to be ready to lead to Christ. What would you share with anyone that, you know, some of the things that you faced? Yeah, I know you faced saved and unsaved people. What's some of the things that you guys faced along your journey? And, you know, it's going to be other things that you face. But tell us some things that help us to understand how to pray for you.
I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that we face is seeking man's approval. You know, when you are in the music ministry or in the music world, period, you want people to like what you do. And if you don't get that affirmation, it tends to discourage you. But you got to continue to do what God has called you to do. You know, we try to take gospel music and we try to make it something that it shouldn't be. And really ex God out of it, you know, where we can interchange anybody's name in the place where God's name should be. I try to keep myself in a posture where I don't give I try to name things the way they should be. You know, we can go buy a pair of shoes and we'll say, oh, these shoes are awesome or these shoes are great. But when it comes to God, we can't think of anything to say to him. I was in the service today, actually, and we were leading worship, and I found out that the people had a hard time thinking of something to say about God or to say to God in the moment of praise and worship. I believe if we can give people an atmosphere, create an atmosphere where God can rest and reign, I believe that they will have an experience and their lives will be changed. So I think that's what we should really focus on as it relates to a lost generation. Make an atmosphere where God can rest and reign. He said, I inhabit the praises of my people. He lives in those places. We can pull him into our situation with our words of adoration. I believe that God can change lives. You can look at Paul's situation when he was Saul on the road to Damascus. He had an experience and nobody could take that experience from him. You know, so if we can create experiences where people can have an encounter with God, they won't soon forget it, and nobody can take it away from them. So that's what I feel like we should, you know.
That's it. That's it. You hit on something that we've been talking about on this show for the last 2 months. God has led us into this. Right before Christmas, we started talking about it. But it focuses on Matthew, the 4th chapter, where Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and then he then became hungry because that's a human, reaction. Our body gets hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, he's coming to test his anointing, command these stones to become bread. And sometimes the devil will tell us to do different things. We know two pastors that lost their lives because the devil tempted them to try to prove they were anointed or prove who God was. Somebody was going to walk on water and somebody was going to go into a lion's den. God told us not to tempt him. But when God leads us, that's when we go forth. But the devil is trying to lead us into situations like that. And it's those things that we got to watch out for, being on the front lines, even in our radio broadcast. But the portion that really got me, Jeremy, was in the 8th verse, where, you know, the devil took Jesus to that high part of the mountain. It showed them all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And that's what we got to watch. God won't give his glory to another, but the devil will try to show you what he can give you. And, you know, so we as Christians and as gospel artists and worshipers and whatever genre, we've got to watch it, because the people that come, the big Sony, there's something behind that mess. And when they try to offer you a contract for $1 million or whatever the amount may be, there's no dollar amount that we've got to bow to, that we should ever even be tempted to bow to, but he'll offer it. And so as Christians, we've got to watch those things. What would you say to our gospel artists out there? You know, a lot of them have signed, a couple have signed with big major labels, and we've got to be careful. And one has even come out and said, yeah, I can see my anointing waning, because they're leading me down a track. And I like what you said at the beginning, that I'm not going to change my wording. I'm very careful to keep it the same. So knowing that, right, and knowing that we got the enemy out there tempting us, what would you share with our audience? And not just our gospel artists, but our audience, about how to keep ourselves from being tainted by the world, from, you know, and also being effective when it comes to people like Eminem, people that say it loud in their songs. How can we reach those people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and not be watered down? I know it's a long question, but I wanted to take you down that path to think about those things. And what would you share tonight in this podcast?
Well, I was definitely say to artists, gospel artists, the question will be to them is, what are you in it for? Why do you do what you do? If your focus is to become famous, or you're seeking fame and notoriety, gospel music shouldn't be where you should be in.
Mm-hmm.
You should find somewhere
yes.
to do what
yes,
you
sir.
Need to do, because we're promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are supposed to be invisible, allowing God to shine through us. Our agendas are no longer. We've become ambassadors, and as an ambassador, you have no opinion of your own. You only have the opinion of Christ and the kingdom. And so I would say to that person, you know, you got to keep your focus. If you got into gospel music because you love the Lord and he's called you to this platform, stay that course. Don't let anybody entice you outside of what God has called you to be and called you to do. In order for you to be what God, the preacher preached today, he was like, in order for you to be what God wants you to be, in order for you to do what God wants you to do, you have to be who God called you to be. And I,
Amen.
You know, just be who God called you to be. Don't try to be anything else. Don't try to be a cookie cutter or a carbon copy of anything else. Just be who God called you to be and do what he says to do.
Amen.
Reaching the generation, we have to be prayerful. I've been praying and asking God for a new strategy. You know, the times have changed, and you know, we think that we have to mix the world system and into the church system.
Come on, yes,
to
that's right.
Bring people in, and that's not the case. The Bible tells us that we should find the old path and walk therein. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. And man's views and God's views never mix. They are like oil and water. That's why Jesus, he tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have to allow our minds to be, allow ourselves to be brainwashed by the Holy Ghost, if you feel. If
Come
I can
on.
Use that term.
Yeah. Yes, you sure can. I understand it.
and allow God to give us a paradigm shift, give us new ideas, new ideologies, new technologies to be able to fortify the kingdom and to better our lives. I will encourage people, because ambassador, the kingdom is required to take care of you. If you look at any country that has ambassadors, they have no water bills, they have no housing, the cars that belong to the kingdom, everything belongs to the kingdom. My Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it. And so I would much rather be an ambassador for his kingdom, that he owns everything, he has everything. He can provide everything for you. And so when you're doing the will of the Lord, he'll give you a comfortable life. He will give you the desires of your heart. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I keep saying that, but that's just something that's in my heart today. He will reward you in seeking him and allowing the Lord to be God in your life, so men can see that. Only thing that we really need is an example, a real example of holy living. holiness is not something, it's not a religion, it's a lifestyle, you know. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord, and we got to just make sure that we're not trying to find loopholes in the word that will allow us to live lives that are contrary or allow someone to look at our lives and say, hey, there's nothing really to being saved or being a gospel artist or, you know, we got to get our minds brainwashed by the word, you know, get in the word.
Yes.
And allow the Lord to make us who he wants us to be.
Amen. I want to take this time to introduce our co-host to you. Her name is Tierney Bledsoe. Tierney, this is Jeremy Wallace from Jeremy Wallace and Elevated Praise. With that introduction, is there Tierney?
Hello.
There she is.
Praise God. I'm here. I'm just absorbing and trying to take in every word that's coming out. I have truly been enjoying what I've just heard and hearing that there are gospel artists out here that still believe in holiness and not trying to live on both sides of the fence, but it's taking a stand for holiness. I love it.
Yes, definitely. And, Tierney, we've been talking about this over the last couple of months, I mean, or the last 3 months, about this very same thing, that the war that sometimes hits gospel artists. And I'm not just talking about those new ones that's there. I'm talking about the people that's been in the industry for a long time. And, you know, the enemy will water down and justify why they should sign with another label that will eventually lead them. Because all those finances and resources, you're talking about billions of dollars with Sony, billions of dollars with these major corporations. And there's people behind that money. And they say, yeah, okay, go ahead and sign it. But there's always some things in the fine print. Even if the entertainment attorneys may look at your stuff, they will always have some kind of way to have access to wane your anointing or put you in positions or put you in places and put you in arenas that's going to wane that anointing where you can't flow, where you can't mention the name of Jesus. And so we've got to watch that we stay untainted, because the power of what we do is in the name of Jesus. And I like, this is a good segue to your song, He is really all you need. He is really all you need. If God wants you to reach the world, you don't have to bow your knee to the devil to bring the gospel
to
the world.
So this
is what I want to share, and I thank you for saying all the things you did. It's powerful enough, the gospel by itself. It saves, not our agendas, not our opinions, but the gospel saves alone.
Yes,
and the blood of
yes,
Jesus never word. Loses its power. It's wonderful. Mm. And thank you so much. And I'm going to, let's play this song real quick for our NICOM family to hear You're All I Need. And thank you so much. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back after this song. Amen.
You're all
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you for that song. Whew. He is all
right. That one line says so much. You're all
mm-hmm.
I need. That says a lot. Right.
That's
there. There.
When you wrote that song, did you write that song? You said, I know you said you wrote the book. Tell us about that. You get a lot of writers out there. And I'm a gospel artist, but I'm doing radio right now. God has me at another level. Tell me what God does when He brings you a song or a new song. I don't know. A lot of people they say they write when they go through something. They write when they come out. Tell us how God gives you songs and how you write.
I generally ask the Lord for songs. I'm not a writer that can just sit and write.
Mm-hmm.
I write poetry, and I'm able to do poetry. But as it relates to song, I don't get it like that. A lot of times I have to go through, like everybody else, you know, you write about your experiences, but I ask God, what is it He wants to hear, and what is it that people need to hear? And He just downloads these songs, and I echo what He gives me, even down to the musicality. I just kind of echo what He pours down on me. And so that's pretty much
I like it. Tierney, you hear him? He said, "I downloaded." So you downloaded from heaven.
Well, he downloaded on me, you know.
Yeah,
from the throne.
I love that. I downloaded from heaven, and wow, that's beautiful. Now, I want to hear you share just some things. What do you see God doing? I know we're going to see you next week, Tierney. You're going to still going to the Stellas next week, right?
That's the plan. I do hope to get
there,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we hope to see you next week. Tell us.
We're praying.
You're praying about it. We're praying for that way to be made. Well, God can make a way out of no way. He surely can.
Right.
He
that's
made a way for us to go. But I want to ask you, Jeremy, what do you see God doing this year? I mean, you've been on a lot of platforms, and you've come out of last year into this year. And I know you've heard a lot of prophetic words, and I've heard a lot of things that God would speak that He would do. What do you see Him doing as you minister and as you're leading worship and you look out? And a lot of times, and I'm a worship leader as well, I look out and I see God doing different things. And I like to ask those worship leaders, ministers, and music out there, what do you see? What do you see God doing?
Well, my prayer is that the Lord does exactly what He has called us to do. We oftentimes, our method is music, our mission is deliverance, and it takes God to deliver anybody. So we want, like I said before, we like to create atmospheres where the glory of the Lord can rest in, and we can experience Him on the we used to sing a song when I was a little boy in church, What You Need, God Got It.
Yes.
We would sing those songs and the power would fall. Because we created an atmosphere and we understood in faith that whatever that we needed in that moment, God had it and He would deliver it to us. And so what I see God doing this year is affording us opportunities to create atmospheres for people to experience Him. We want people to experience God. You know, it's good to have a ministry and have the lights and all the pomp and circumstance and the wardrobe and the makeup and all the things that we like along artistry. But at the end of the day, if God is not in it, I'm kind of like Moses. I don't want to be anywhere where His presence is not. So I'm praying and I see them really opening up doors for opportunities for hungry people to get what they need from God. Because there's a lot of people that go to church and they leave out the exact same way that they go in week
so
out.
True.
Out of ritual and out of routine and out of tradition because mom and them went to church and, grandma prayed like this and that. It's so much more to God than we've experienced, and it's so much more of Him that He wants to reveal to us, His people. So I see God just really opening up our understanding and revealing Himself stronger in this hour because we need to know Him in a different way. I've been praying and asking the Lord to show me You in a whole different light. You know, from being in church all my life, you know, we feel like we know enough about church, but do we know enough about God? You know, you can have a lot of church. You can be as church savvy as you want to be, but you need to know God because without Him, you we fail. We can
that's
do
right.
any. We can't
that's
do nothing
right.
without all that we need. And that song originated. We were going through some things, and the Lord was telling me. He said, "I'm all that you need," and I was asking the Lord for an amount of money to help the ministry go further. And He was like, "I'm all that you need." And so when I stopped asking people, and I went to Him, He began to put on people's hearts the amounts of money to release to our ministry, and we were able to do that. And He was like, the heart of the King is in my hand. I can change the heart. Cannot. So that's why I said, God, you're all I need. And He uses us, His people. We're His hands, His feet, His eyes in the earth realm. But at the end of the day, if you got Him, you got everything. I think Vicky Wine said it.
Yes,
as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, you know what? I was in Revival Wednesday and Thursday night. My bishop came to town. And he's Bishop Jack Vaughn. I don't know if you heard of him. He goes all over the world internationally. But he was sharing some things about us believing God. And sometimes we don't wait enough to hear, or we don't believe God when He tells us to go back again. And, you know, he was talking about somebody that was asking for some property. And God, and the person that had it, we're African-American, everybody around the world, I want you to know. But the person that owned the property that they wanted was, you know, it was a Caucasian, but they were very prejudiced. And so they went to ask for the property. He said, no, I don't like you, and I don't like your kind, and you're not getting it. And so they walked away, and God said, go back and ask him again. So he waited. They went to the day and went back, and no, I told you, you're not getting the property. And they left, and they went to pray again, and God said, you will go back the next day and ask again. And they went back the next day, and they got a no again. And that God kept telling them, go back and ask again. When they went back the next time, to knocked on the door, he opened the door and said, come on in. Man, I don't know if you heard this testimony or not. Okay, do you want this property? Here's the deed. And if this is what we want for it, then you can pay me for it this month for money. And he didn't give all those details. And so he got the property. And so they had wondered what happened. They called. They said, well, they were to sell it to someone else. But they changed their mind. And so he I guess he doesn't need some money. I don't know what happened. All the ins and outs, it's not even ours to worry about. But persistence before God is just like the scripture when the lady was asking the judge, you know, and God kept telling her to go back.
That's what came to mind.
Same thing. You said the king's heart is in the Lord's hands, and God will turn it how he wants it to. And God had known how to turn those situations around. That's what that confirms that scripture, Romans 8:28. All things, not some things, or not things that look that look good at the beginning going in, even insurmountable things. He said all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are the called. So if you meet the criteria, you can expect God to do some great things. So I want to just to mirror that what you said. Yes, sir.
That's a good word. Good word.
It's powerful. It's us believing God and not believing the circumstances. It's us believing God and not allowing the devil to trick us to just say, okay, I'll give up. Okay. You know, he always wants to tell us to say, okay. He wants us to give up because we've got to realize that just like you said, we have the power within us to create a different atmosphere wherever we go. Or we have, you know, God said he's given us the power to create wealth. Some of us, we hear that and we shout on it, we don't believe it. And I believe this is the season that we're in. God is going to, he wants us to stand up and believe, not just confess it, not just to shout on it and dance on it all night and have a revival on it. But now we'll go through those doors where we have to really believe. And that's what I see as an atmosphere God wants us to believe in. One of the things that, one of the songs, I remember Shekinah Glory sang it, if I told you what I require of thee. Remember the song, yes? I see that happening a lot. And God did that mostly throughout the entire year, last year. But this is a new season he's bringing us into. He wants us to do those things that he requires this year. So he can entrust us.
Right.
He wants the saints that's in sin to ask for forgiveness because they are in sin. There's no doubt about it. He wants leaders to come out of the things that they have been into and then not preparing themselves before God because God's people have to hear. And then those people that's been sitting on those pews get out of the church and go do what he called them to do. because we can sit and get spiritually fed. And so it's just all those things I'm seeing God just do in an incredible mm-hmm. amount of time over the next few months. I believe your ministry, Jeremiah, I just call you Jeremiah, Jeremy. I'm calling you the prophet.
There you go.
I believe God is going to use your ministry to do those things, to infuse mm-hmm. in the body of Christ what they need to believe who they are and not act like they believe. Those things that come
wow.
out of you. He's everything that we need. Everything. And sometimes we just don't believe
mm-hmm.
it. We act like we believe it. And God said, I want
that's
two
right.
believers to go forth and declare the works of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's
praise
powerful.
God.
That's confirmation. I was in a conversation with a friend the other day, and I was telling her how I remember my mother just having that crazy faith, you know, believing and trusting God for just anything, you know, and nothing too big. And I saw those things manifest, and we were talking about how we just have to get back to that place where we just, you know, just trust God for anything, trust
right.
God for the amazing, for those things that just seem so far out of reach. But if we mm-hmm. would just, as you said, repent, turn from our wicked ways,
that's
and
it.
Actually seek the face of God, so
right.
many things would change. So many, you know, our land would be healed because we have obeyed the voice of God, and we've just got to get back to that place where we no longer straddle the fence but really live holy lives that's acceptable to God.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Wow.
As you were saying land, I asked God, what do you mean or what can you articulate from land? Land is property. A property needs to be healed.
Mm.
It's our possessions, things that he's given us.
Yes.
Money is like a land. It's like a property. And people are having struggles
mm-hmm.
with money. He said, I will heal your land. You have a problem
yes.
with tithing. You have a problem with giving. And people who want to associate, well, if I give, I don't give my money. See, that's the wrong attitude. Right there, right out the chute.
Mm-hmm.
If your attitude is, that church, I ain't going to say that. That's the wrong attitude. I see that happening. So, Jeremy, I just see great things that God would use you guys to experience and to bring forth and even create. Amen.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen.
Now, I want to turn the platform to you now. I share it with you a little bit. I want... now you say you're an elder or a bishop. Which one are you now?
Don't make me.
I know you are an anointed man of God, and God has some great wealth on the inside of
mm-hmm.
you through wisdom. And I want to give you this platform because God called you here. Share from your heart as long as you want to, and what God has put on the inside of you to bring to NIACOM platform and our audience. You have the platform.
Amen. I just want to just encourage people not to give up. We can get very discouraged in our walk with Christ.
Mm.
And things don't happen the way that we think that they should happen. We oftentimes throw in the towel and go back to what's familiar. I can
mm-hmm.
remember in my life growing up, you know, I'd live a life that's pleasing to the Lord as much as I knew how until I got disappointed. And when I got disappointed,
mm-hmm.
then I stand and think how familiar with to comfort me in my disappointment, not knowing that I was making things harder for myself, that I wasn't enduring or I wasn't finishing my course. I was stopping off and taking detours. The race isn't given to the swift nor to the strong, but the one that endured to the end.
Yes.
We just got to moving, you know. Don't let things and people distract you. You don't need man's approval. God's validation trumps man's affirmations any day. You just need God, the Lord. He said he would, whom I justify, I glorify, you know. You don't need anybody else to do that for you. Only God can do those things, you know. And you know, allow God to just be a light through you. Quit trying to create these lists of do's and don'ts as it relates to your relationship with him. And just allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide you through all truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
conduit of his glory, be a conduit of his spirit, and you won't sin against him. I think the Bible says that if his seed remaineth in you, you will not sin because you are born of God, allowing the seed of the word, that's what we're talking about, the seed of the word to spring up in you and allow the Holy Ghost to live and thrive in you, and he will lead and guide you through all truth. So I just want to encourage people not to give up and just keep the faith, finish the course, be who God called you to be, do what he's told you to do, don't waver, don't faint. There's a reward at the end of this if we won't faint. Just got to keep moving. Keep moving, go forward.
Amen. You're saying some of the same thing. Because we serve God, we flow in that same spirit. And I shared with you in the revival, you're saying exactly what was said two nights ago. People are getting discouraged, and they're turning in their faith, not finishing. Whoa, whoa, not finishing this course. Spoke the same thing. And so we get discouraged, and we don't finish the course. And we don't learn what God wants to learn or believe. Have our belief begin to get stronger. Our muscles, spiritual muscles, begin to get stronger and stronger. We talked about comfort zones. We go back to that comfort zone. In the church, we've done that for years, going back. God's trying to take us into something new. And just because we don't see it or understand it, or we have to go through some different levels of adversity to get there, we give up right in the midst of it. And go back to that comfort level of because we can shout, we know shouting, we can dance, we can live, we can go through that. But what if God says, okay, I want you to stand, I don't want you to do anything, and just be quiet, and I want to do something new. And there was a time, and I'm not going to say when, but I know God wanted to do just that. But because we are a people that like our comfort level, let me reword that, because the enemy wants to keep us as a people that love comfort levels, he gives a little adversity and just steps back and watches. And with his confidence, he says, I know they're going to turn back and go back to the shouting again. And so I declare this hour, God is going to release the strong like Jeremy and elevated praise, like the tyranny blessed souls of Michael Anthony Johnson, Bishop Jack Vaughn, comedian Shangles, and all these different people. They will stand even though they're coming up against so many things, and they're coming up against the grain. And sometimes it may feel you're standing alone, Jeremy, but God's going to say, persevere right in the midst of it. And when you press through, you're going to see something new that has never been done before. The reason why we've not a lot of great exploits is because we have not seen a lot of people that go through the situations to experience the exploits that God wants to pour into the land. He said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Then we believe that. When he said, I will do great exploits through you, I will make history through you, I will create history, make it that people will look back 50 years from now and say, do you know what they did back in 2014? Because Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God, that's a powerful word.
Amen. Well, you see, I get revived. Glory to God. He wants to do it. He wants to do it. And so, Jeremy, I'm going to ask you one more thing. This is the second thing. I want people to know they're going to hear the other song, but I want them to hear you to sing something, whatever God lays upon your heart. And I know we got a caller that called in, want to ask a question. We'll get to you in just a second. But just sing whatever God has upon your heart. It doesn't have to be long, but whatever he places in your heart.
All right, this is just a little praise that's been on my heart all week during this whole conference that we've been in. And it goes, you are my strength. Strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other.
Yes.
Reaches me.
Glory.
Amen.
My Lord.
I felt I felt that.
Yes.
But
yes.
More than that. And people, as you're listening and hearing that, receive that strength. Whatever you're going through, you stand. There's that song again.
Praise
you stand.
God. Praise God. Yes.
What you're experiencing, stand. Pastors, no matter what the people are saying in the congregation, you stand on what God gave you. You don't have to cater to the people. You get a mandate to believe
Jesus.
God all the way through. Gospel artists, worship artists, whatever genre of gospel that you are in, you stand and receive the strength that God
gives
you that in this season. And it strengthened my heart as you were singing. That's I knew that's God. That's God. Thank you so much for being with me. Let's play this, the next song that we have for you right now, Jeremy, that we're going to play in your hearing for our audience is Standing on Your Word. Isn't that something? God has perfect segue for what we needed right now. Everybody stay tuned, and I'll call over to you in just a second. We'll be right back, so stay tuned. We'll be back with Jeremy Wallace in a little bit of pray.
Yeah.
hope everybody's encouraged to stand on the word of God. A beautiful song. And what we've been sharing in ministry has been a powerful thing that I believe God is speaking all over the world for all of us as believers, to begin to believe God more than we have in the previous years and begin to stand through our trials. And so I just want to thank God for Jeremy Wallace and his ministry, Elevated Praise and Music Ministry. And Jeremy, I want you to begin to share just a little bit of how we can get in touch with you and what's going to be happening next week at the Stellar, doing the Stellar Awards, where you're going to be at, and where everybody can purchase your music. Please share that with us.
All right. You can visit us on the web, EP, that's Elevated Praise, epmusicministry.org. We're on Facebook, Jeremy Wallace and Elevated Praise, Twitter, at Elevated Praise, Instagram, at Elevated Praise, all the social media networks, you can find us.
All right.
Get our music on Amazon, CD Baby, Google Play, iTunes. Title of the album is Press Through. Press Through. Write comments about the song and how the songs and the album and how they have blessed you. We love to hear from you.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And our Reverb Nation, please visit Reverb Nation and become a fan of us on there. We have some music out there on Reverb Nation. And our music video for Your All I Need is out there, too. Stellar weekend next week. We're so excited. The Urban Soul Cafe, Access Granted. We have we're going to be performing there with the Urban Soul Cafe. I think they're going to be honoring Twinkie Clark and Vashawn Mitchell and Aaron Lev. So we'll be there. I think it's hosted by Myron Butler and Danita Hatton.
Right.
So we'll be there. And the Light presents Stellar Kickoff. We'll be there that same night as a featured artist at St. John Missionary Baptist Church in Clarksville, Tennessee. So that's probably about 45-minute drive from Nashville. But we're going to be at both of those events on Thursday, January 16th. So come out and check us out. We'd love to have you worship with us.
Most definitely.
Amen. Wow. We'll be at both of those events from what I can see from our schedule at the Myron Butler, Demeter Hatton, the event that they're going to be at. And also, I believe we're going to be at the Limelight because there was another event that was happening there. And we'll get to discuss that on the way down. But I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. And I do want to say, if you can get your movie video to us. I said movie video. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't speaking prophetically, but I'm not just going to say that may not happen. Yeah, I know that's right. Hey, God can do it, can he? But your music video, if you get that too, is we're opening up something, an avenue in March that we're showcasing a lot of different videos. So, and also I'm producing NIACOM TV, so I would love to hope to get an interview when we're down there for a television broadcast and then take that video and put with it and also be able to be a blessing to you that way and make that go around the world as well. Thank you so much. This has been a blessed broadcast. We got about 8 minutes left, so I just want to spend some time having you talk about. I know there's some things that you might have gone through yourself, not understanding what you were going through at the time. You know, sometimes we go through a walk of faith. But could you strengthen the hands of some people that are facing just some insurmountable things? And right now I'm believing God and for my sister. I got a call at 12:30 p.m. today, and I want to share this because people might be going through this right now. So my sister was rushed to the hospital. They found, my sister had a stroke before, and God brought her and began to heal her. And then my other sister went to see about her. She was on the floor. They called ambulance, rushed her to the hospital. And my mom's called, and we prayed, and I believed God, and we prayed the word. And I know the word I prayed touched heaven. And I knew God was going to bring her out all right. Yes. And I got a text message back saying she's doing very well, and she'd be going home probably over the next couple of days. But somebody might be going through, and they just panic. People panic a lot, even believers. Because it's somebody close to us and it's our family. So could you spend the next few minutes just however God leads you, whether it's to pray for them or to minister strength or minister a word that will keep them on the point where they should be on?
Amen. I'm just going to pray. There may be somebody out there that through, and we're just going to pray and let the Spirit of the Lord lead us in to where we need to be in prayer. Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you. Praise you for tonight, God. We thank and we praise you for this broadcast and the people that is reaching, God. I pray for the hearts and the minds of your people being strengthened right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bless you for being God and you being God alone, knowing all things and seeing all things, God. We bless you that you are now taking away our doubts, God, helping our unbelief and allowing our minds to be fixated on you, God. You said in your word, without faith, it's impossible to please you. We counsel all spirits of doubt right now in the name of Jesus. We strengthen our minds and our hearts in faith right now, God, wanting to please you, wanting more of you. Lord, we thank you that the people that are listening to this broadcast, they have been blessed tonight and their hearts are open and the seeds of the word that's been planted tonight will spring up and produce fruit in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our lives and where you're taking us and what you're getting ready to do, God, in each and every one of our lives. And I even pray for Michael's sister right now, God. I thank you that you are with her right now. Your ministering angels are encamped around about her. They're very close right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the speedy recovery, God. You sent your word to heal us, God, and we expect and we stand on your word to heal us. Heal us and heal the land. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Charity, this is your moment. You got a couple of minutes here. I know God laid some things upon your heart. I'd like to give everybody an opportunity. What did you get out of this show? What has God marinating in your heart? I just want to make sure that we're obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I really appreciate the platform. It's hard to find open forums where you allow the Spirit of the Lord to move and you're able to speak exactly what it is that the Lord has to say without filter or without consequence. You know, you can't find a lot of places these days where you can just be who God called you to be and say the things that God wants you to say without any ridicule or judgment. So I thank and praise God for this platform. You are allowing the music to be played to minister to the people and allow me to just have a voice on your platform to minister and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. So thank you so much.
You are welcome, and you're welcome back at any time, too. We don't say that and not mean it. You're welcome back as God takes you on even further journeys. You're going to come back and share as what thus said the Lord and what God has been doing in your ministry. So you're part of the NICOM family, brother. As a matter of fact, I'm going to find you on Facebook. Are you on Facebook? Did you see you have that on
Facebook?
We're on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook.
Where can we find you on Facebook?
Jeremy Lawrence. Praise.
Okay, I think I sent you a friend request. If not, I'll send one, but definitely get in touch because I'll send some things to you. I'll stay in touch and look and see what God is doing. You know, but usually while we're on the show, Tierney and I will go back and forth, and we'll post to each other, we'll inbox each other. What about this or this, you know, so that'll keep us in touch. But I'd like to just stay in touch because you're part of the NICOM family, and you're now going into the NICOM Facebook page as well, and that's where you post what's going on. That's another place you can post. It's a group. We can post what's going on, all of our artists and authors and everybody that's associated with NICOM. You know, give them that platform to share what's going on with their ministry. And so before we go, Tierney, I want you to share just, you know, what are you gleaning tonight? I know that sometimes you sit quiet and sometimes you share, but if there's anything you want to share tonight.
I just thank God for the anointing that was present tonight. And it's just evident that that Jeremy is an artist that's not only singing about Christ, but he's living the life. And I just thank God for the anointing that was felt on tonight. And I do believe that there were yokes broken on tonight because of the words that came out of his mouth, the music that was played. And I'm just excited. I want to help promote the group as much as I can because sometimes you just feel a connection. When the spirit is right, you feel connected. And I feel that divine connection. Definitely are going to be holding you up, Jeremy, and EP up in prayer that God just use you in a mighty, mighty way.
Amen. Praise God. God is so awesome, and we got one minute left. But do you know, it's just perfect how God just designed, and I love the tapestry of the Holy Spirit, how he orchestrates how this broadcast is to go. And so just know that you have a platform that you can come back to. You got a NIACOM family and soon a Centertainment Radio family that you're going to be coming back sharing back over and over again. So keep us in prayer, and we're definitely going to keep you lifted up. And Tierney is a good resource to have. She helps Derek Rutley's ministry and his Jessica Reedy's ministry as well as far as marketing. So she's a good resource. So you might want to friend each other on Facebook. He just told you what a friend himself and begin to talk, because if God lays that on your heart for to have another resource to market what you're doing, she got a lot of social media ways that she can do that. And I've just been blessed by her in another way. She can share that with you too. God, thanking God for her. She's invaluable as far as, God sent her to be that wonderful resource for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy Wallace, and also for Elevated Praise. We know that God is going to use you greatly. Tierney, thank you so much. Love you so much for what God has done in your life and for your ministry. NIACOM family, we just want to say, everybody that's listening in, that all across the world, that just continues to support us, everybody in Germany, France, France, Italy, Spain, and whoever listens all over the world, thank you for listening in and tuning in. We love you, and God bless you and keep you. And Jeremy will be praying for you, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. God bless. And we say good night.